Thanks for joining us for this Field Talk podcast from the Linder Farm Network. I'm your host, Dan Lemke. Minnesota soybean farmers contribute to the soybean checkoff each time they sell soybeans. The investment of those checkoff dollars is overseen by a board of elected farmers who make up the Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council. The Linder Farm Network is partnering with the MSRPC on this checkoff check-in. Today we are joined by Gail Donkers, farmer from Rice County and MSRPC treasurer.
Well, thank you for having me. We farm with my husband, and he farms with his dad and his brother, Paul and Matt Donkers. My husband is Jim Donkers, and then our oldest son also works on the farm full time. So we have we raise corn, soybeans, alfalfa, and then we also have finishing hogs, and we raise Holstein steers from bottle calves up to market weight. And we also have about 90 head of sheep on the farm that we lamb out and we sell breeding stock around the United States.
So you have quite the diverse and quite the busy operation the way it sounds.
We do, absolutely. You know, the livestock keeps you going full time all the time. So absolutely.
So of course, we've always heard that if you want something done, ask a busy person. So one of the things that you also are a part of is the Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council. Tell me how you got interested in that and why it's something that you were interested in undertaking.
Oh, absolutely. So my friend Keith Schroeder actually got me involved with Minnesota Soybean Growers and the Minnesota Research and Promotion Council. Keith was looking to retire off the board and had been on a board member for, I believe, 3 or 4 terms. And so he was kind of cycling out, and he first proposed it to me, I believe, maybe in 2012. And at that time, I wasn't quite ready to take any position like that or anything. But I did go on a See for Yourself trip to the biodiesel convention, and I was just completely blown away by how awesome the program was down there, how much work they were doing for the soybean farmers. And I thought, yes, I'd like to be a part of that. And the other thing that really drew me in also was looking at our checks that we got, and you see the amount of money that gets diverted off for the checkoff. And I wanted to know where those dollars were going and how they were being spent. And I can honestly say that I have found out, and I believe that we are doing an awesome job of spending those dollars for the Minnesota farmers out there to make more avenues and a better market and a better, higher profitability for soybeans.
Any particular areas that you are working in on the council? I know you've been on for a few years. So what kind of things have you kind of delved into?
Oh, absolutely. So I am recently got assigned to the SSGA, the Specialty Soya Grain Alliance, and I will be working with them. We had a Pan American meeting where the Pan Pacific buyers and traders met up with the shippers and farmers from the United States, and especially from the Midwest. And we got together and we had an awesome conference where we talked about, you know, what are some of our shipping obstacles that we have? How can we get the soybeans that they want over there? Instead of talking from farm to fork to farm, they were talking, I got that backwards. Instead of talking from farm to fork, they're talking fork to farm. They want the exact same beans to come, the exact same size, the same color, and the same brand and variety to come to them, so that when they're making the edible products that they're making, that they have a similar taste and it's a consistent product that they're producing.
And I think obviously a lot of folks know that Minnesota is a big producer of soybeans, the commodity beans. But as you mentioned, you know, the food grade beans, there's a lot of activity in that area as well, which is certainly what SSGA is involved in.
Absolutely. And I recently talked to a gal who said, well, the Minnesota soybean producers aren't doing anything for me. I'm an organic producer and I produce, the edible beans. And I said, oh, but wait a minute. We are doing a lot to try and open up those channels and to get container shipping back and into being a thing that we kind of lost during COVID, that the containers were coming over so fast and they wanted them back over in China so fast and other places that were shipping products into the United States, that we couldn't get our beans into the containers to ship back. So that's something that we are working with the maritime authorities to get, an opportunity to fill those containers and to get them actually into the Midwest, where they never even made it to the Midwest before. They were just on the coast. So that's something that the SSGA is taking a very hard look at, an initiative into doing that for the farmers in the Midwest.
No, certainly here in Minnesota, biodiesel has been a big thing for years, and we're seeing, you know, continued growth in that area, not only in the state, but nationwide, as well as the development of renewable diesel as states are looking at their low carbon fuel standards. I mean, that certainly has to be presenting, you know, potentially some more opportunities, some real excitement for the soybean industry to have folks of all size and different types wanting soybean oil for a lot of different reasons.
Absolutely. You know, there was at one point, that the soybean oil was, you know, virtually a almost worthless product. And now it's in extreme high demand. You know, they're even using it in tires. You know, we've done a huge promotion through Minnesota Soybean to reach out to counties, and they're doing the Goodyear soybean tires, oil-based tires that are, you know, like in Rice County here, we gave a set to our sheriff's department, and actually one of our farmers who is actually on the sheriff's department is using those on his car, and he has great remarks about them and everything, so it's really cool. So I shout out to Derek Eastrom for what he's done for, you know, the soybean tires in the sheriff's department in Rice County. So we've also have been using that same technology, the Goodyear technology, into Skechers shoes. And we've been giving away Skechers shoes, or counties have the opportunity, I should say, to give away Skechers shoes as one of their programs and promotions in their counties. So I had the opportunity to do that at three different places in Rice County last year, where they gave away Skechers shoes to, you know, basically healthcare workers. But this year we're actually looking at doing maybe some fire departments or something like that as well. So people who really are, you know, invaluable to the community, we want to give back to them as well.
And you touched on it a little bit, the checkoff dollars that, you know, Minnesota farmers pay into. Minnesota gets half, the other half goes to the national level. But you guys spend a lot of time in a lot of, I'm assuming, a lot of debate and a lot of evaluation in how you invest those dollars.
Absolutely. You know, we ask for people to, you know, submit ideas of what they want to do, research projects and that type of thing. And we have three different promotion action teams that go through those. I actually serve on the promotion action team that does like the promotion part of things. And it's very interesting to see what people come up with. You know, we work with a lot of things that are working towards selling more beans and getting exported out of the United States. And it's a huge win for Minnesota farmers. And it's so cool to see, you know, some of the submissions that we get and how exciting the technology is of what people are doing. And some of that technology is, you know, coming forward, like Plasma Blue is a new innovative process of utilizing biodiesel and processing it. And it's something that's revolutionary. And we're, you know, really working hard to get the Plasma Blue product off, or I shouldn't say product, it's actually a processor off the ground at Minnesota Soybean.
So obviously exciting times. What makes this enjoyable for you as a busy farmer? As you noted, you have plenty of things going on already. So why is this something that you are, you know, getting enjoyment or value out of?
Well, I feel like I want to give back to the industry as much as I can, too. You know, I was born and raised on a dairy farm, and I remember the first time my dad grew soybeans, I would say it was probably about 1974 or 76, something like that, and how we had to walk the beans at that time and pull the weeds and chop the weeds and everything else. And, you know, we've come a long, long ways, but we have a farther way. You know, we have more to do. And I believe, you know, we're trying to feed the world. It's no secret that American farmers do a fabulous job of, you know, producing some of the finest products in the world, but we are going to have to step up our game and do more. And I think, you know, by giving back to the Minnesota Soybean producers and the Research and Promotion Council and the growers, that you know, in the end game, it's so exciting to see what happens. And, you know, a lot of soybean farmers never see what, and corn farmers or any farmers ever see what happens to their product once it leaves the farm or once that truck rolls out of the yard. They don't see the end game on it. And I've been fortunate enough to see some of the end games on it and different things like that. I was actually on a tour for the Clean Air Alliance out in New York this past winter, and it was so cool to see how, you know, our end product is fueling homes there and doing so much for the city of New York. It's the largest consumer of biodiesel in North America, and, you know, farmers don't realize that, and it's so exciting to see and to hear the different things that they're doing, how, you know, they're literally fueling almost every vehicle that is a New York City vehicle with biodiesel, and it's just exciting.
I think you touched on it too, that there's a lot of work that goes on behind the scenes, and most of us probably, yes, once the truck rolls off the yard, you don't think about that, but a lot of these industries aren't developed if you're not involved, and farmers themselves investing in that development.
Absolutely. You know, we have a lot of farmers who invest a lot of time, and I am this one of many who, and I probably, there's some extreme leaders out there that have spent a lot of time and a lot of travel and, you know, outreach and, continuously are trying to sell soybeans and soybean oil and soybean meal all over the world. We really have an awesome team here in Minnesota of people who are reaching out and trying to make the world better for soybean farmers in Minnesota.
Thanks for listening to this Soybean Checkoff Check-In. Find out more about the Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council at mnsoybean.org. Find more podcasts at linderfarmnetwork.com and get the latest in farm news and market analysis from your local LFN affiliate.